The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, nerves, and energies functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, 17 Secrets to Maximize Your Memory and Improve Your Focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Welcome to the show, everyone. This week, we're going to talk about how to improve memory and focus. If you improve memory and focus, you're less likely to get Alzheimer's disease or dementia. A lot of people are thinking about changing the name of Alzheimer's disease to diabetes type 3. So if you have diabetes type 1 or even diabetes type 2, you are more likely to get Alzheimer's disease because it's actually a combination of diabetes type 1 and diabetes type 2. Diabetes type 1 is more autoimmune disease where the body's attacking itself. Diabetes type 2 is related usually more to diet, sedentary lifestyle. So you'd have to work on your autoimmune disease as well as your lifestyle as far as exercise and nutrition. So if you really want to prevent Alzheimer's, make sure you don't have diabetes. How do you do that? You check your blood work. You got to check your fasting glucose. You want that under 100. And you got to check your hemoglobin A1C. You want that under 5.7. So those are your best ways to test diabetes. And they're easy. There's no risk. There's no side effects. No radiation. Just get blood work done. Now, another big link to dementia and Alzheimer's disease is aluminum. Aluminum is everywhere. Aluminum foil, even touching aluminum foil, the aluminum gets into your body. Aluminum pans, aluminum cans. There's aluminum in antiperspirants. There's aluminum in medicine, in the air. We got to be careful of aluminum. You got to avoid it as much as possible. Don't store your food in aluminum foil. Don't buy all these foods that are in aluminum cans. Don't cook with aluminum. Don't put aluminum on your body. You don't need antiperspirant. Sweating is good. You need to sweat because you got to detox. So with antiperspirant, not only are you blocking your sweat glands so you don't detox, but you got aluminum also causing major health problems. You could actually just use baking soda. That gets rid of the sweat and the odor. Very cheap as well. Baking soda cleans everything, cleans your, you can even use it on your teeth. You can use it in the house. You can use it for deodorant. There's a lot of stuff you can do with baking soda. So much natural stuff, lemon, vinegar, that can clean and heal. Hydrogen peroxide. You don't need all this fancy stuff. Expensive stuff that you get in the markets. All right. So we said for improving memory and focus, you got to get rid of aluminum. That's super important. And we also said you need to exercise. You got to move that body. The more you exercise, the better your brain functions. The best time to exercise is first thing in the morning. That's when cortisol is high. That's when testosterone is high. That's when you want to get stuff done. You want to wake up with the sun. You got to make sure that you move your body all day. The 20-minute rule. Every 20 minutes of sitting, you got to get up for 20 seconds, walk 20 feet, look 20 feet away, and then you could sit back down. That's the 20 rule. But it could be, you know, not just walking 20 feet. You could just do sitting to standing. You could do some jumping jacks, some push-ups. You could walk and get a glass of water, open up the window. Also look 20 feet away. You don't want to be looking at a screen all day. And you're not going to remember to get up every 20 minutes. So you got to put an alarm either on your phone, have a watch, put it on your computer. Something to remind you every 20 minutes, just for 20 seconds. That's it. You get up and you move your body. You won't believe how much better focus you have, memory you have by getting up every 20 minutes. Sitting is the new smoking. So don't forget to get up every 20 minutes. If you want to be healthy, you want to prevent heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia, diabetes, you got to move the body. You use it or you lose it. All right. Now, as far as exercise, you got to find something that you like to do. What do you like to do? You like to go for hikes. You like to go swimming. You like to go dancing. You like to play sports. You like to go to the gym. You like to take exercise class. Got to find something that you like to do, because then it's not an errand. It's not a chore. So if you really want to improve your memory, you really want to improve your focus, the best thing to do is wake up early and start exercising. That'll boost your brain power. That'll improve your focus. So what else can improve memory and focus? Nutrition. That's very important. You got to feed the brain the nutrients, but it's not that complicated. Don't overthink it. The only thing that matters is eating each color of the rainbow. You have to focus all on that. Just with your fruits and vegetables is fine, but focus on those colors of the rainbow. Once you focus on the colors of the rainbow, you don't crave the bad foods, but start eating all the good foods first. What are the bad foods? The worst are the dairy products. Now, remember, we want to eat colorful foods. We want to stay away from the white foods, right? Milk, white. Stay away from sugar, white. Flour, white. Bread products. Dairy products. Sugar products. All the white stuff is bad. Eat the colorful stuff. Stay away from the white. And I know from personal experience how bad this stuff can be. When I was 13 years old, I was sick all the time. I was always congested. I had chronic bronchitis. I had to be put on antibiotics and steroids, and those made me really sick too. That made me worse than the bronchitis, actually. It made me throw up all the time and nausea, vomiting. Couldn't do anything. Low energy, brain fog. But then I quit dairy products. And after I quit dairy products, my bronchitis went away. And I didn't have to take the steroids and the antibiotics that made me so sick. And I knew at that point, I could heal myself with my nutrition. And I didn't need to take medication. And I didn't need doctors. So that's why I want to teach you how to eat properly. So you don't need to take medications and you don't need to see doctors. The healthiest people are the ones that don't see doctors. You know, sometimes in the beginning, you need a little boost, but you could do it on your own. You just need to be taught what to do. Right? So we said staying away from aluminum, exercising, eating a healthy diet, checking your blood work to make sure you don't have diabetes. These are the most important things. Now, another thing that's important is oxygen. And where do we get oxygen from? Well, when we breathe, we get oxygen. In the air, in the atmosphere, there's about 20% oxygen. Most of it is actually nitrogen and carbon dioxide. It's about 20, 21% oxygen. In our offices, we have a couple of things. We have an oxygen concentrator, which filters out the carbon dioxide and filters out the nitrogen and makes it about 42% oxygen. We also have an hyperbaric oxygen chamber. That's 100% oxygen. Plus, there's pressure that increases to squeeze all the oxygen into the blood cells to get them to distribute to all the organs, including the brain and the gut and the skin, the lungs, the heart. So everything can maximize its potential. Get more energy, get stronger, your immune system. Everything needs oxygen. Oxygen is life. So you want to increase your oxygen. What can you do at home right now? You can buy oxygen-producing plants. Aloe vera is good. Money plant, snake plant, spider plant. Those are the big four for oxygen-producing plants. And the more oxygen you get, the better your brain functions. Another really important thing is novelty, is to do new things. You always have to challenge your brain with new activities. Don't keep doing the same thing over and over again. Start brushing your teeth with your left hand instead of your right hand. Instead of doing the crossword puzzle every day, do the Sudoku. Change your route to work. You know, don't use the map on your GPS. Try and memorize it. Memorize people's phone numbers. Do stuff you're not used to doing, you're not comfortable doing. There's so much you could do that you've never done before. That's why kids' brains are amazing, because every day they're learning new stuff. Adult brains are, if you have MRIs, they look like they're dead. Everything's black because they're not learning anything new. So make it your priority to learn new things if you want to improve your memory, if you want to improve your focus, if you want to prevent dementia and Alzheimer's disease. But the good news is, I don't care what your genes say, you can alter your environment, turn off your bad gene, boost your brain power, improve your memory and focus, and prevent any future neurologic conditions. Just follow along with my suggestions. They're not too hard, but you got to work for it if you want to improve. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We'll be right back.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about how to improve your memory and focus. we always have to increase oxygen levels. Ways to increase oxygen levels are not only buying oxygen-producing plants inside your house or apartment, but also going outside in the woods, in the forest, where there's lots of trees, and doing breathing exercises. And the breathing exercise that's best to improve oxygen and eliminate carbon dioxide is where you increase for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. That's going to maximize your oxygen. When you inhale, to push your belly down and out. And when you exhale, it's going to suck back in, push everything out. Right? So on the inhale, we want to push the diaphragm down and out, push your belly down and out. And on the exhale, everything gets sucked in so it can squeeze out. You're getting rid of that carbon dioxide. But we got to always exhale twice as long as we inhale. That's why it's inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and then exhale for 8 seconds. That's going to maximize your oxygen intake. Another thing to do is posture exercises. These days, everyone's posture is working against them as far as breathing because the head's down and the shoulders are rolled in. That's going to prevent you reaching your maximum oxygen intake. So a good exercise, especially if you've been sitting down for a long time, and you can do it after one of those 20-minute breaks. But what you do is you look up, roll your shoulders back. You look up and roll your shoulders back. Squeeze the scapula, those shoulder blades together. Imagine a walnut is between your shoulder blades. And with these big circles, you're going to squeeze them together. And you're going to be squeeze them so hard, you're going to crack that walnut. And you got to look up as you do this. You do for 20 to 30 seconds straight. That's going to open up your chest, open up the ribs. And if the ribs open up and expand, then you're going to get more oxygen. So on the inhale, you're pushing your diaphragm down. So that's going to help the ribs expand. And you're also working on your posture. So your shoulders don't roll in and your head's not tilted down. That will open up the ribs even more so. That's another way to increase your oxygen levels. Then we also talked about doing new things, novelty. So it's oxygen, novelty, new things. And the third thing is activation. So you got to work that brain. You got to do brain exercises. One good brain exercise is to try drawing clockwise circles with your left leg and draw the number 6 with your left hand. That's a brain exercise. So you can try this at home. Draw clockwise circles with your left leg and draw the number 6 at the same time with your left hand. Make sure your leg doesn't reverse and go the other way once you start drawing the 6. That's going to work your brain and make it stronger. Just like you could go to the gym and do weightlifting for your muscles, you could do brain exercises to make your brain stronger, to improve your memory and improve your focus. But sitting on the couch watching Netflix isn't going to increase your brain function. The worst thing is you wake up, go to work, sitting at a computer all day. You go home, eat at the dinner table, sitting down. Then you go to the couch, watch TV. Then you go to bed. Everything is sitting, 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 sitting. You got to get up and move your body. If you want to improve your memory and you've got to want to improve your focus, you got to move your body. You use it or you lose it. Activity. Learn a musical instrument. Learn a new dance move. Go to the gym. Challenge yourself in ways you've never done before. Go new places. Meet new people. There's so much out there to discover, so many things to learn, so many things you could do. And it's so easy right now. Everything's for free. You could just literally go on YouTube and learn anything there. You don't even have to pay for it. So you have to learn new things. Those are the top three: food, oxygen, and learning new things and doing brain exercise. Those are the big three. You're 90% less likely to develop something later in life. It's that much. Okay. But what else could we do besides the stuff we spoke about? Not only avoid the aluminum, but avoid the plastics. The plastics cause a lot of inflammation. So store stuff in glass containers. Remember not to store it in aluminum. Use stainless steel cookware or stainless steel water bottles. Get a filter. Get a Berkey filter. Those are pretty affordable. And then you just store your water. You bring it with you. A stainless steel or a glass water bottle. You're supposed to drink half your body weight in ounces. That's how much water you need. Think about a grape that gets dehydrated. It shrivels up to a raisin. Think about your brain when you're dehydrated. It literally shrivels up. Do you want your brain to shrivel up? So maybe you should start increasing how much water you drink. You don't have to start doing the whole amount right away, which is half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 150 pounds, that's 75 ounces you got to drink. If you're only drinking 20 ounces and you got to get up to 75, you're not going to do it today. But this week you go up to 25 ounces. Next week you go up to 30 and then 35 and 40 and work up. The best time to drink the water is in the morning on an empty stomach and warm water. Squeeze some lemon in there. Take a little pinch of pink Himalayan salt for some minerals. It's the best way to start the morning. Water, exercise. Got to do that power hour first thing in the morning. Do oil pulling. That's where you take coconut oil and swish it around your mouth first thing in the morning. That helps to kill up all the bacteria. And then you spit it out, get rid of that bacteria. Coconut oil is a natural antibiotic, a natural antibiotic. So in the morning, you do the oil pulling, drink your water, get your exercise, read a little book, a few pages, put some notes in your gratitude journal, do some meditation, do your breathing exercises, the inhale 4, hold 7, exhale 8, get your meal prep going so you eat all the colors of the rainbow and you avoid the white foods, the dairy, the sugar, the breads. Stay away from the white. Eat a lot of color. You won't crave the bad foods then. Just follow these suggestions a little bit more each time, right? So start to increase your water intake. That's a big one. You know, and in the winter, everyone gets really dehydrated. You know, the heat dries you out also. Usually people aren't exercising as much. They're not as hot. They're not drinking as much water. They're doing more stuff that dehydrates you, such as coffee and alcohol. It's a diuretic. It's going to dehydrate you. So we need less alcohol, less coffee, and more water. Okay. So what else can we do to boost your brain power? One of the most important things is reducing emotional stress. If you're stressed out, then your brain isn't going to function at optimal levels. There's a test called a QEEG brain mapping. And that could tell us how your brain's functioning. It tells us, do you have anxiety? Do you have depression? Do you have memory problems? Is it short-term memory? Is it long-term memory? Do you have intestinal inflammation? Do you have heavy metal poisoning? Have you had a concussion? How's your dopamine levels? How's your thyroid? Do you have anger? Do you have aggression? Do you have brain fog? Troubles with focus? Troubles with motivation? Troubles with sleep? The QEEG brain mapping picks all this up. So if we could figure out where your weak areas are, then we could tell you how to stimulate those weak areas with those brain exercises so that you function better, feel better, and live a better life. This QEEG brain mapping is normally $500. But we're going to do a special for the first 7 people that call 646-221-6738. You can get it for only $21. It's normally $500, but you can get it for only $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738 or email us at info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Just say that you're interested in doing the QEEG brain mapping for only $21. We'll continue this conversation when we come back.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about how to improve memory and focus. And we're talking about one of the best ways is to reduce emotional stress. If you're stressed out, nothing works well. All your weaknesses come out. When you're in stress mode, your diabetes gets worse. When you're in stress mode, your cortisol increases and you actually gain weight and deposits belly fat. When you're in stress mode, you're more likely to get heart attacks and stroke. When you're in stress mode, you're more likely to get cancer. When you're in stress mode, you're more likely to get sick because your immune system is suppressed. Makes you more susceptible to the flu and COVID and Lyme disease. When you're in stress mode and you hit your head, you're less likely to recover from a concussion. I have lots of patients that I see with concussion. And what I've noticed is that the people whose brains are in stress mode are the people whose brains don't recover from the concussion. Some people get hit in the head and have no problem. Other people can get hit in the head and have headaches and brain fog and dizziness, visual problems, and troubles with focus and concentration and memory, sleeping difficulties, digestive problems. We see a lot of concussion patients. And what we have to do is get them out of stress mode. Every condition is worse when you're in stress mode. So what are the ways to decrease stress mode? Meditation. I do what's called the release technique. And I start with a visualization. I close my eyes. I'm seated. And I start from the top and visualize all my muscles melting down to the floor, starting from the top of my head. And I say, release. And I visualize all the muscles on the top of my head relaxing. And I say, release. And all the muscles in my forehead relaxing. And release. And then my eyes relaxing. And release. And my jaw relaxing. And slowly go down. Release and the shoulders relax and the body relax and the hips and the knees and all the way down to the toes. And all depending on how much time you have. I do meditations just for 1 minute sometimes during that power hour. And the 1 minute meditation, I just go from top to bottom. And the more time I have, if I have 5 minutes, I'll do the release technique a little bit slower. So I'll really, I'll spend 1 minute on the head, 1 minute on the shoulders, 1 minute in the torso, 1 minute on the hips, 1 minute in the lower legs, like that. But if I only have 1 minute, It's 20 seconds on the head, 20 seconds on the shoulder, and so on and so forth like that. If I have 20 minutes, could last a lot longer. But it's okay just to do 1 minute. It's okay just to do 1 minute of exercise. It's okay just to read one page of a book. But do something every day. Your health is a full-time job. Either you put in the effort now or you get sick later. So there's nothing more important than your health. And to reduce your stress, sometimes it's taking a vacation. You know, that counts as health therapy. I'll literally write that on my prescription pad. Take a vacation. It's better than taking a Xanax. It's better than all these opioids that people are taking. I am not the doctor that writes prescriptions for pills that I want you to take. I'm the doctor that helps you to help yourself, to help you to rewire your brain. It's called neuroplasticity. There is no memory pill. Everyone's looking for this memory pill. It doesn't exist. If there was a memory pill, everyone would just take it and no one would get dementia and Alzheimer's disease and no one would have memory problems. Unfortunately, it doesn't exist. So if you want to improve your memory and focus, you have to work for it. It's through a process called neuroplasticity. What neuroplasticity is rewiring your brain, and you're going to make your brain stronger. If you really want to learn about this process, you could come to my seminar series. I'm doing a 7-part series. It's called the Boost Your Brain Power Seminar Series. There's 7 different modules. The first module is Wednesday, January 25th from 6:30 to 8. It's in River Edge. The address is 770 Kindercomack Road in River Edge, New Jersey, 07661. The time again is 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. The seminar is called How to Improve Your Memory and Focus. And I'm going to be talking live in River Edge. If you can't come live, you could do it over Zoom. If you can't do it over Zoom live, you could also get a recording. Each module is $100. So it's $700 total if you want to do all 7. However, for the first 7 people that call, you can get all 7 modules for a total cost of only $49. That works out to only $7 a module. So instead of paying $100 a module, you'll literally end up only paying $7 a module. You'll also get a recording. So even if you don't remember everything at the memory seminar, you'll get a recording of it. And you can listen to it as many times as you want. You'll also get a free copy of my book, which is worth $20 itself. So you're only paying $7. You're getting my book, which is $20. You're getting my seminar, which is $100. You're getting a recording, so you can use that forever. Plus, get this, if you come live, we're giving away free massages, free cold laser therapy. There's going to be free food, free drinks. It's going to be all these giveaways. And you get the whole thing for only $49 if you're one of the first 7 people that call. The phone number is 646-221-6738. You can also text that number. It's a cell phone. 646-221-6738. And say you want to do the seminar series for only $49. You can also email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. That's K-A-P-L-A-N, brainandbody.com. So many people, if you're better on text message, email, you could do that as well. Or you could call. And one of the first 7 people that call, you get the whole thing for only $49. And that's the 7-part seminar series. Okay. If you're interested in doing a evaluation, which is called a VNG, video nostalgraphy. Now, we do these in our offices. We have 2 offices. I have 1 office in Manhattan in the West Village off of 6th Avenue and Bleecker. It's by the West 4th subway station by NYU Washington Square Park. Now, we do also this in New Jersey office in Emerson, New Jersey. That's in Bergen County, close to Paramus, Hackensack, by all those malls. So we have 2 offices. You can come to either office and do this VNG. And what that is where you wear these goggles and they have infrared cameras in them and they measure eye movements. There's no radiation. There's no risk. There's no contrast fluid. It only takes about 10, 15 minutes to do. But you follow these little lights while recording your eyes and the different movements, and it correlates to the different areas of your brain. So many people with ADD or ADHD or dementia or memory problems, people have trouble with focus, dyslexia, autism, Asperger's, Tourette's, they have these imbalances of their brain. They're called a functional disconnect syndrome. And one area of the brain is working better than the other area of the brain. It's a hemisphericity. A lot of times, people with ADD, troubles with the focus, they have a decreased right frontal cortex. I see that a lot. It's not everybody, but a large percentage of my patients who have trouble with focus, who have ADD, ADHD, they have a problem with his right frontal cortex. The VNG is the best test to pick that up, because it measures what's called saccades, these quick eye movements. And depending on which way we're testing, we could figure out which right frontal cortex is weak, or is it the left frontal cortex that's overactive? You know, are you overshooting? Are you undershooting? So this VNG tells us which areas are underactive, which areas are overactive. And the only way to improve your focus and memory is to balance out the brain. So when we do this VNG, we're able to figure out which exercises you need to stimulate the weak areas, as well as which exercises you need to do to bring down the overactive areas. The VNG is normally $500. But for the first 7 people that call, you can get the VNG for only $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. If you want to do all 3, you want to do the QEEG for $21, you want to do the VNG for $21, and you want to do the seminar series for $49, you can do that. Just let the person know that you either text, call, or email that you want to do all 3. And again, the phone number is 646-221-6738. You can call or text, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. We'll continue this conversation when we come back.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about how to improve your memory and focus. Talked about avoiding diabetes, increasing the colors of the rainbow to make sure you eat each colors of the rainbow, improving your exercise, getting up every 20 minutes, increasing your oxygen levels, doing the inhale for 4, hold for 7, exhale for 8, making sure that you avoid aluminum in the foil, in the pans, in the cans, and the antiperspirants, avoiding the plastics, moving more to glass and stainless steel, reducing that inflammation, avoiding all the white foods, the sugar, the dairy, the bread products, avoiding emotional stress, taking a vacation. Make sure you do stuff that you like to do so it's fun. Have some fun. Everybody's too serious these days. You got to turn off the news. Everything's depressing. Everything gets you angry. Stop fighting with people over politics and, you know, stop worrying about all these wars and the inflation and the racism and, you know, all the natural disasters and hurricanes and global warming and everything's doom and gloom. Turn it off. Unplug. Start talking to people. Start being in nature. Enjoy life. Eat healthy food. Stop eating processed foods and all these chemicals. You have to live life. You have to get out of the house. Stop watching Netflix. You got to get out and enjoy life. You got to explore new areas. You got to meet new people, do new activities. If you want to improve your brain function, you got to use it. You got to challenge it. Stop doing the same thing every week. Being a creature of habit is a recipe for disaster. People who hit their head are more likely to get dementia and Alzheimer's later on in life. That's why it's so important to do those brain tests that I was talking about. The QEEG brain mapping, the VNG. You can also do a one-on-one neurologic evaluation with me where I check everything out. I listen to your heart. I check out your gut. We check out your balance, your memory, your muscles, your reflexes, your alignment. So we do a whole evaluation. That's normally $500. But if you're one of the first 7 people that call, you can get that for $21 as well. The phone number is 646-221-6738. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. To get the full neurological evaluation, I give you your diagnosis, and I also give you my recommendations on how to improve your weak areas. I am not the doctor that's going to just give you the pills and write the prescriptions. I'm going to teach you how to help yourself. And it might be, hey, you need a little bit more water. Or it might be, hey, we got to go to bed a little bit earlier. So you got to stop eating after 6 o'clock. And you got to turn off the electronics. It might be you're in stress mode, so you need to quit your job or move out of the city or break up with your husband. It might be something major, but that's better than taking an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety pill. You can't shut it off. So sometimes you need to deal with the stress. But to deal with stress, it's actually good to put your brain in stress mode. That's why every morning I turn the shower all the way to cold. I don't like it, but it makes my brain stronger, improves my memory, and improves my focus. All right. So if you're interested in doing the one-on-one evaluation with me, you could get that as well. And you could do everything. You do the one-on-one with me, the VNG, the QEEG, and the seminar series. The first seminar series is how to improve your memory and focus. The second seminar series is how to reduce depression and anxiety. The third module is how to boost your energy and get better sleep. The fourth module is how to reduce inflammation. All disease lives in inflammation. So we're going to go over the whole module, how to reduce inflammation. The fifth module is mastering nutrition. We're going to go over all the foods to eat, all the foods to avoid, when to eat, which foods to combine, when to drink water in reference, all the stuff that's healthy, which fads are good, which fads are bad. I'm going to teach you all about nutrition. We're going to master nutrition. Food is the medicine. You don't need medicine. You just got to do it through your food. So that's why we need a whole module just for nutrition. Module six is practicing these brain exercises. We're going to figure out where your weak areas are. If you have anxiety, we're going to do these brain exercises. If you have depression, you're going to do these brain exercises. If you have trouble sleeping, you're going to do these brain exercises. If you have trouble with digestion, you're going to do these ones. Trouble with memory, those are different ones. Troubles with focus, those are different ones. Troubles with balance. So we're going to go over all the different areas and which exercises you need to do at home to help increase those weak areas. That's the sixth module. The seventh module is a summary of all the previous six together, putting it all together. That's a brain boot camp. We're going to go over everything all together. It's the Boost Your Brain Power Boot Camp. That's module seven. And we do one module a month. It's pretty much the last Wednesday. So the first module is Wednesday, January 25th. The second module is February 22nd. The third module is March 22nd. The fourth module is April 26th. The fifth module is May 24th. The sixth module is June 28th. And the seventh module is July 26th. The seminar series is live in River Edge, New Jersey at 770 Kinderkamak Road. It's live in New Jersey. You can do live Zoom as well, or you can even get just the recordings. If you come live, you're going to get free massage. You're going to get free cold laser. You're going to get a free copy of my book. You're going to get free food and drinks, and you're going to meet great people. So I encourage you to come live if you can. But if not, you can definitely do Zoom. And if you can't even do Zoom, you could get the recording as well. Each module is $100. So it's $700 to do all seven of them if you want. However, if you call before next Wednesday, and we're one of the first seven people, you can get everything with all together, including all those massages and the books and everything like that, which is all over $1,000. You can get everything for only $49. That works out to only $7 a module. But you have to be one of the first seven people that call 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. That's for the seminar series for only $49. You can get the entire seminar series for only $49. It's just for the first seven people that call or text 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. And if you want to sign up for the VNG, the QEEG, and the one-on-one neurologic evaluation with me as well, you could sign up for all four. Okay, so each of the evaluations can be for the 21 as well as the $49 for the entire seminar series. We're going to go over, the first one is going to be memory and focus. So this was just the tip of the iceberg. All right. So we're going to go over in really details how to improve your memory and focus. We're going to do what's called the MOCA test, M-O-C-A. And you can download this online if you want to kind of do it first. And that's the standard test that all neurologists do in the entire country to see if you have dementia or Alzheimer's disease. You need to get at least a 26 out of 30 on this MOCA test. So you can download it online or we'll review it on the first seminar. Now, besides my Boost Your Brain Power seminar series, you can also get my book, Boost Your Brain Power. If you can't make it, you can buy that on Amazon or you could call the office to get it. So the book is called Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Focus. You can also go on to our YouTube channel and subscribe to us to get all the latest videos. Our YouTube channel is Kaplan Brain and Body. If you have social media, you could go on our Facebook group, Kaplan Brain and Body. You could follow us on Instagram, Kaplan Brain and Body. We also have a lot of cool TikTok videos, Kaplan Brain and Body as well. I have two books. Not only do I have the Boost Your Brain Power book, but I also have a book called Concussion Discussions, where I'm a co-author with some of my other colleagues, which is about concussion and how it affects your brain function. And I'm also a columnist for the PASCAC Press in Bergen County, New Jersey. I have a health column every week that comes out Saturday. If you don't live in Bergen County and get the PASCAC Press, you could get it online. And you could get an email every Saturday, which includes my weekly column about how to boost your brain power as well. So there are lots of ways to learn how to improve your brain function. We see lots of patients from 0 to 100, and they all want to improve their brain function in a natural way, not by hiding symptoms, but by getting to the root cause of the problem. Because then you will function better, feel better, and live a better life. Hope you enjoyed the show this week. This is Dr. Kaplan. Thanks for listening to Boost Your Brain Power. We will see you next week.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.